Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from...
From which?
The yes. Symphony. You checked out some sheet music from us?
I returned everything.
I know. I didn't say you didn't.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. The sheet music, it was obviously used to, I don't know, to cut up your marijuana or something. Like, it smells really bad, like marijuana. You know?
Like, and, I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't do that. I'm saying that you can't do that. You can't use our sheet music to do whatever it is you do with marijuana, because...
We don't use marijuana. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then how come your sheet music that you returned, it smells like marijuana really bad?
I have no idea. Are you sure you're calling the right person?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're the one who's... I can barely read your handwriting... And like, you can't even keep your phone number.
What does it say? We don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. No,
we use marijuana.
Oh, you don't have to lie to me. Look, I'm not judging you. It's fine if you want to use marijuana.
Look, you jagoff, get off the phone.
What?
You leave her alone.
Hey, are you the one that uses marijuana, sir?
No, I'm not. And what are you going to do about it?
So is it her that uses the marijuana? Is she the one that uses marijuana?
No, she does not.
Oh, she does too, because we can smell it on this paper that she turned in.
That means shit. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, where else did it come from? I know it came from
Hello?
Your house.
What?
You guys are in a drug den or something.
No. You know what? Don't call here anymore.
Well, don't check out music from us if you're going to use the sheet music to cut up your marijuana.
Oh, come on.
Look, we know...
It's ridiculous. What instrument do you play?
I don't play an instrument. I just work here.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to call the police.
Why?
Stop
why? Why would you do that? You're going to call the police on yourself for smoking marijuana?
We are senior citizens. I've been a member of the orchestra for 30 years, 29 years. What are you talking about?
Senior citizens can be drug abusers, too.
We're not drug abusers.
I don't know.
I'm going to report you to the board. Okay, don't
Oh, hey,
anymore.
You know what? The board can kiss my ass.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus. I'll make you think, stupid. Cactus. Get off the phone. Cactus. This cocksucker. Cactus. Gotta be crapping on my balls. Cactus. I don't think this call is a herb. Cactus. Quit calling me a herbo. Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy. Cactus. How about I come down and punch your head off? Cactus. It will soak up my ass. Cactus. Just get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hello, everybody. This is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is October 11th, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by FOD87. If you have any problems with the material that you find in today's show, please don't complain to me about it. Complain to FOD87. It's completely his fault, and I'm sure he will take steps to not let it happen again. Thank you in advance for that, FOD87. We have a couple of things to talk about before we get started today. Number one would be the pumpkin carving contest for this year. Did I mention that already? I can't remember. But I just want to throw this out there. When you're making your Halloween pumpkin this year, you should just forget about Halloween and all the themes that you do for Halloween. You know, just fuck all that shit and do a PLA theme instead. That'll be scary, right? For your porch. This is something that we do every few years or so. And there's been a lot of really cool pumpkins in the past from this. And I'd like to tell you that there's some amazing prize for having the best pumpkin, but I don't know what to give you guys. Like what, a sticker or CD or something? I don't know. I guess I can let you pick. Or we could just not make it a contest. It'll just be, people sending in their random pumpkins all the time. Maybe you guys can figure out if it should be a contest or not in the comments, because I'm sure horrible at decision making. But anyway, if you make a cool PLA pumpkin, you can send it to rbcp@phonelosers.org, or maybe just post it on the PLA Reddit or the PLA Facebook group, and hopefully I'll see it, but there's a good chance I won't, because I miss tons of posts out of those places. I will post a link in the show notes of pumpkins from previous years, PLA pumpkins, if anyone wants to look at those for inspiration. It's in the show notes. The other announcement is that I've been trying this new thing on the secret feeds on phonelosers.org just for paid subscribers, and the new thing is called Hobosodes. Basically, it's a mini episode of the Snowplow Show, ranging anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes, or something like that. I forget what my rules were for the whole thing. But a few weeks ago, I decided to start doing miniature episodes of the Snowplow Show and putting them on the secret feeds for the subscribers. And it seems to be going well. I'm able to keep up with it so far. You know, I've been doing one show per week, and I'm up to, I guess, 3 or 4 episodes. And the reason I'm doing this is for the paid subscribers, because I've been, you know, I really would like to do extra things for the paid subscribers to this show. But I never seem to have enough time. I can't do secret shows because they take so long to make. So I figure until I get up to that point where I can do extra shows during the week, I'll just do miniature episodes. So if you would like access to those, the place to go to is phonelosers.org/cactus. For just $5 a month, you get instant access to Hobosodes. And so far on the Hobosodes, we've called a Comcast complainer on the very first episode, which was on 9/11, which seems fitting for some reason. I called up a few 7-Elevens and I got them to say welcome to 9/11 to customers that came into the store. That was kind of fun. And I don't even remember what I did last week for the Hobosode. It was probably stupid and boring. And if you'd like a subscription to things that are stupid and boring, phonelosers.org/cactus. You can also get access by going to the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers, even though you don't get instant access from Patreon. But what I'm hoping to accomplish with Hobosodes is, number one, I want to trick everyone into becoming paid subscribers. That's the most important thing. But I'd really like to increase the number of Hobosodes I'm able to do every week. It only takes maybe an hour to put a Hobosode together, sometimes much less. You know, they're just 15 minutes, so I just have to throw a bunch of things together, do some calls. And it's much easier than doing a full episode. But I want to get to a point where I'm doing more Hobosodes every week. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm doing so many Hobosodes, I should just be doing a full show of the Snowplow Show instead of these mini episodes. You know, like an extra show every week, like a third show. And I think Hobosodes could get us there, because the more support means the more time I have, and blah, 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 you know how it works. So if you're not a $5 per month subscriber yet, you should be, because now not only do you get extra, very occasional full episodes of the Snowplow Show, and videos of some of the live shows, and I don't know, whatever else I offer you guys, I claim to offer you guys for being a subscriber. In addition to all that, you now get Hobosodes. What an amazing deal. So, Hobosodes. Some of you might be aware of those because I accidentally posted one for the general public. By the way, I completely forgot to mention that amazing intro you heard for today's show. That was by some guy in New Orleans. He always calls himself New Orleans. So if you enjoyed that, everyone go thank FOD87 for that one. Don't thank the New Orleans guy, thank FOD87 for that one. It's all his fault. For the beginning of today's show, I have some calls that Sunshine and I did on Saturday. I had a bunch of those lube job numbers left over, and we decided to call some of those and see if we could get any answers over the weekend. So that's what you're going to listen to right now, just after this quick word from our sponsor.
It's wet. It's wild. Best of all, it's totally waterproof.
Feeling a little bit hot this time of year? We can help you beat the heat with some cool conversation.
Outrageous.
No need for any fancy computer services to reach us. Just pick up the phone. Call 1-900-535-EASY. $2.99 per minute minimum. Adults only.
Stop surfing the net.
Get on the phone now.
Hello?
Hello, Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry. It's Roy from the lube job place. You came in and had an oil change yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Well, actually, I'm right.
Hey! I don't need your life story. I just needed to call and tell you about a problem.
Okay.
So we ran out of oil yesterday, and I thought this would be okay, but my manager, he's really upset about what I put in your car.
Okay.
So, I guess I'm just calling to apologize. Sorry.
Okay. Do I need to replace it or anything?
Nah, it's probably okay. Probably fine.
Okay. All right.
Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it.
All right. Sounds
like,
good.
I'm the mechanic, okay. Not you, so I know that it's fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
We used water from the drinking fountain.
Okay.
Yep. So, and that's you know, the best thing for your car. It's like nature's oil.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Mike, this is Darlene from, and you had some work done here?
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm calling to warn people that, unfortunately, some prank callers have gotten a list of our customers and are calling prank calls to them. Have you gotten any weird...
They did.
They did?
They did on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy. What did they do? Tell me about it, Mike.
When they called, honestly, they just called and said, he said that the guy that worked my car said that his, that the guy that worked in the car put the speakers where they were backwards. Where the left would be the right and the left would be the right. And I said, well, whatever. He said, my buddy left a Phil Collins CD in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? Mm. And he said, because his buddy, yeah. the reason that this all happened was because the guy that was fixing the truck said that he was trying to listen to his iPod. So he had to mess with the wires on the stereo circuit, whatever. Man,
right.
I said, how would you even do that? I was sitting there watching this. So I'm like, well, that would be hard to do. And he says, oh, yeah. And then he said that the reason that CD is in there is because that's the car that me and the buddy, we sat there and smoked dope in your car when we were here. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think so, dude. I said, I think you're a little out there. I said, well, and I honestly thought it was my stepson's friends where he works. Because honestly, the names they're using were people that worked where he works. So I kind of wondered.
Oh, you know. Is your stepson kind of an asshole or something? Or
well, the name he said Marcus and Chad, and then he said his name was Darius.
Chad. Okay, right? We do have a Chad here. That's real. And so, Mike, now these things that you're saying are actually some things that did happen with your vehicle. And so I'm not sure if it was really a prank caller that called you at that time. It sounds like somebody who was actually calling to talk to you to discuss the work on your vehicle. Because there were some of those things that did happen here. And they were told to call you and apologize and rectify that. So now I'm a little confused. Yeah.
Now who am I talking to?
My name is Darlene, honey.
Darlene.
Mm-hmm. Darlene, honey. Yeah. What?
Honey.
Yeah.
You work nights?
No, I'm working late right now because of all the bullshit that's going on. I got people that were supposed to call and talk to customers, and then I've got to call and warn people about prank callers about customers. It's been kind of a fucked up week.
I imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of bullshit to take. I'm not paid enough for this, so. Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess that's how it goes. So. Thanks for calling.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hi. Anyways, if you do get some prank callers, the best thing to do is to take down their name and their number and call us back and let us know what they're saying. We need to file some sort of a report.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to talk to my manager?
Yeah.
You do?
Maybe. Maybe. Who's your manager?
Robert. He had to step in and help because we've had so much craziness going on this week with our department. We had to call some extra help in. Would you like to talk to the district manager or not?
What department are you working
in? Mike, you're asking a lot of fucking questions, and I'm just not prepared for this bullshit. So can you just talk to Robert,
please?
Well,
I gotta tell you that I don't think anyone would ever call me from Walmart and use that kind of language.
You know, you're kind of actually making me a little hot as your voice gets a little higher. Hello? Mike?
Who's this?
Hi, it's Darlene. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you trying to tell my husband how hot he is or whatever?
Actually, you sound hotter than your husband now. But anyways, no, I work for Walmart. And we're calling to talk about some of the craziness that's been happening this week. And I offered him to speak with Robert, my district manager, but he handed the phone to you.
I work at Walmart.
Awesome. Then you know what's going on.
You
want to do lunch sometime if you work at Walmart? Would you like to meet for lunch sometime? Hello?
I'm gonna take this number down. Let the police know.
Okay, Mike. Can you yell at me? Just yell at me, Mike. Just yell at me really loud right now, please. Mike. A little louder.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the lube job place. You had some your tires changed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And there's a small problem with that. Have you noticed any problems with your tires?
No.
So they hooked up the wrong tank to the air hose for when we aired up your tires, and instead of a air tank, they accidentally hooked up the Pepsi tank. So your tires are filled up with Pepsi.
So I need to...
So your tires...
Do I have Pepsi in my tires?
Yeah, instead of air, they're completely filled with Pepsi.
So what are you going to do?
We're going to have to charge you extra because Pepsi is much more expensive.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are, ma'am. Unless
you're funny. You made the mistake. I didn't.
No, I didn't make any mistake. It was Chad. I don't even work in
that
department.
I didn't make the mistake either. I chose you because I thought you knew how to do your job.
Hey, it wasn't me, motherfucker, okay? Look, I'm just the manager here. I don't work in the tire and lube department, so don't yell at me.
Why did you call me a motherfucker?
Because you're being one. Stop yelling at me. I didn't do it. It was Chad.
I didn't yell at you. You're telling me I gotta pay for your mistake.
You're yelling at me a bunch. Settle down. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so the charge for Pepsi, I mean, I understand it's our mistake, so we'll meet you halfway on it. So the total extra cost is just going to be $27 per tire.
Hello?
Hi, is this Angie?
Yes.
Hi, Angie. This is Darlene, and I work at... And you had an oil job done?
Yes.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Awesome. So, my boyfriend, Chad, I actually date the guy who changed your oil. So, we were talking last night, and he told me that you were flirting with him. And I just wanted to call and let you know that that's really not cool, you know, because, like, we've been dating for a year, and we've already had problems. Our relationship's kind of rocky, and then this woman walks in and starts flirting with my guy. And I'm just wondering, what the hell?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it really upset me. Last night when we had sex, I don't know if he was thinking about me or you. Should you want to call her back as Chad?
Okay, all right.
Should I first over her husband?
Hello?
Hey, it's Chad. I changed your oil. I just needed to let you know, my girlfriend says that, no, to your flirting. I know maybe I flirted back a little bit, but we're just going to have to...
I don't know what the hell this is about.
I'm just, you know, the way you're flirting with me the other day and... I didn't think she'd find out, and I'm so sorry, but I think maybe we should just kind of call it quits at this point.
Thank you for calling Petco. My name is Haley. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the grooming department?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is not.
Ah,
I must
shit,
have picked
fuck.
Up their line
fuck.
On mistake.
Goddamn shit piss. Okay, could I have them, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's no problem.
I answered the wrong phone line.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll hand the phone right to them.
Oh, you do that, honey. Mm-mm-mm.
All right.
Mm.
Okay, so here is a groomer for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Grooming, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Hey, Allison, this is Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
And, hi, were you having problems with your computer back there? It seems like we're not receiving any of the grooming tickets from you guys at your store. Have you been doing grooming today?
I actually just started, so I'm not a groomer yet.
Ooh.
So... I do. What do you mean by like the tickets?
Yeah, the tickets. They're not coming through, and I don't know. Are you by the computer? Because they wanted me to check the very last grooming order and make sure it came. Make sure it's in there.
Okay. Yeah, the last one, the one who just left was Tink, and she was a miniature schnauzer.
Oh, Tink. Who was? What was her owner's names?
Julie.
Julie. And do you have the phone number on that one?
5-70.
Okay, great. No, actually, I was just kidding about all that. I'm not really at the corporate office. I was
wondering, okay.
Could I bring my dog in for grooming? I've never brought a dog in there before. I've never had it professionally groomed. I just had a question. Like, can I just bring him in, or do I have to make an appointment?
It just depends. Like, do you want a haircut?
Yeah, he really needs a cut.
Okay, have you been... So you haven't been here before, then?
No, I haven't.
We could schedule you an appointment, but all you would need to bring in when you bring your dog in is the rabies certificate.
Oh, I don't think they did rabies stuff back then, because my dog's been dead for close to 20 years now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But he came back as a ghost dog like a year after he died. So we still
have... Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you take care of dogs that have special needs?
We do take care of dogs that have special needs, depending on the need. But since your dog died and came back to life, I don't know if we could do that.
Well, he's still... I mean, he's a friendly dog and everything. It's just, I don't know if you guys have tools to cut his hair, you know, because he's kind of like see-through and it's hard to hold on to him because he's a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we could.
Oh.
Because we would need to be able to keep him on the grooming table, and if that collar is just going to go right through him, then...
This seems like discrimination against ghost dogs, though.
I wouldn't call it discrimination. It's for the safety of your ghost dog.
Mm. Well, if you're so concerned about safety of the ghost dog, then why don't you cut his fucking hair?
Because we can't. If he's a ghost dog, how does he have hair?
Well, when he died, he hadn't been cut for a few months, so he's just kind of had just out of control hair for the past 15 years or whatever. He's an Australian Labradoodle, and I mean, he was like really had a fro going on when he died. I think that's why he died. He couldn't see, and then the car hit him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How's his hair growing if he's dead?
Well, no, it's not growing. It's just never been cut since he died. So if we could just get it cut once, I think that would take care of it permanently, right?
I don't know. I've never groomed a ghost dog before.
I see. Well, it's your first day, so do you think I could just talk to someone else?
Just one second, then.
Okay. And then she hangs up on me.
Hello?
Hello, Julie?
Hello?
Hi, Julie. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes?
Hi, is Julie there?
Speaking.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me this time?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just calling about Tink. You left him here at the Petco. I'm calling from Petco.
Oh, I have my dog.
I know. But I just need to tell you about the problem we had.
Oh, okay.
Because he was just a holy terror. He ran around the store and he, like, grabbed onto things.
No, my dog was not in your store at all. It was in the grooming department the whole time.
I know, but shut up. Listen, but Chad left the door open, so he got out, and then he just started running around the store. Oh, man. He's hanging up on me.
Hello?
Hey, don't hang up on us. We're fucking Petco, lady. What the fuck?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Is this Julie?
This is Julie. You can't hurt that way.
Hey,
ever
you take turns
tell
talking.
Me to shut up again.
Hey, shut up. Listen, I got to tell you something.
You shut up and listen.
No, you shut up. You shut up first.
You don't judge.
Man, they just keep hanging up, but then they keep picking up. And
hello?
Hey, you hung up on me again. How come?
I want to speak to your manager.
Oh.
I'm done talking to
oh,
you.
I'll get you the manager.
Excuse me? Thank you.
Okay, let me get the manager. Jeez, hold on just a minute.
Wow. I need you to stop. If you open your mouth, I'm going to shut the door.
Hello, this is Jennifer. Can I help you, please?
Yes, this is Julie Randall, and
hi,
I just
Julie.
Had my dog in there.
Yes, you
and
did.
And I got a very rude call from your person telling me to shut up
more than once.
Oh.
On more than one occasion.
Why did he
and
tell you to shut up?
Unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He called.
Hold on.
Said, Roy! An issue with my dog.
Roy, come here! Was it Roy? Did you speak with Roy?
He never gave me his name.
Yeah, hold on,
Julie. He just said to me, shut up and let me talk.
Okay, hold
and
on.
He told me that twice. And I hung up on him twice.
Hold on a
and
second.
And he kept calling me back.
Yeah. Hold on, Julie. Roy, did you call Julie? Like I asked you to?
Oh, yeah. She kept telling me to shut up. She told me to shut up.
Were you being an asshole to her? Were you being an asshole to her, Roy?
She started it.
Roy, I told you to call her about the dog and tell her what Chad did. You were supposed to call her and tell her about what Chad did. Did you do that?
I tried.
Can I just explain to you what happened, and then I'll let you deal with him.
Hold on, Julie. I'm sorry. He's about to go home, so give me 1 second, honey, and then we'll talk.
I did not tell him to shut up. I hung up on him.
You know what happens here when you treat customers like shit, right?
No, don't. Please, come on.
Roy, you know what happens.
Don't. Not again.
Ready?
No.
Ready?
Please. Ow! Don't.
Okay.
Don't ever treat a customer like that again.
I'm sorry.
Julie? Yeah. Yeah? No.
Roy's been dealt with, and we'll be filing a complaint tomorrow with corporate office, and I suggest you do the same, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, and by the way, Julie, we've had problems with him. Did he explain to you that your dog was being an asshole, though?
My dog was in the grooming department.
But you knew that. Did he tell you about Chad opening the door and the dog running out?
No. And I just spent a half an hour with Kelly, my groomer.
Mm. Kelly never said
one word to me.
Well, we're kind of changing how we process complaints in the department because some of the groomers were talking to the customers and they were taking it out on them. So it needs to fall onto me.
Okay.
But did they also tell you, or had he gotten to the point to tell you that your dog tried to have sex with the groomer's leg?
Oh, that's not my dog.
No.
That's somebody else's dog. My dog has been here. It is.
Julie, stop yelling, honey. Honey, stop yelling. I'm already, stressed out because I just had to discipline Roy, so no.
Okay, so I get it. My dog has been coming to you for 11 years. Never in her 11-year life has she ever tried to hump anybody ever. So it is somebody else's dog.
Right.
I don't know who.
Call the groomer. Dog.
Yeah, I mean, I can call Kelly back, but I can tell you that my dog has never even, she's never done that in her life to any human being.
Are you exposing her to any kind of, sexually suggestive music or movies or something that she might be picking up behaviors on?
I
need you guys to be quiet, please. Shut the fuck up for a second. I'm trying to talk. Is this how you treated Roy?
So that was Saturday's calls. We tried all the numbers, and those are the only ones that answered, and I still have a few left over. So I think I'm going to give them all just one more shot right now before I give up on them and delete them forever. Oh, and that one call where the guy had already been pranked and Sunshine was getting him to recap the prank, that was actually from a call that XYZ did on his show, because I wasn't sure which ones XYZ got through to, so I just called them all again, the ones that XYZ had already called, which didn't do any good because none of them picked up anyway except for that guy. But if you want to hear the call that call's in reference to, go listen to XYZ's show from last Friday. That would have been October 7th, 2016, and I'll put a link to the show notes. So let's see if any of these that are left, let's see if they pick up.
Hello.
Hello, this is Roy from the oil change place. You got an oil change, or Don got an oil change here. Or is this Don?
Yeah, this is Don, yeah.
Oh, that's a girl's name. Yeah, I just calling about a problem we were having.
What kind of problem?
Well, when I was in your your car, while we were changing your oil. And I left my Kenny Loggins CD in your radio.
In my radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Kenny Loggins CD in there, and I was listening to it while I changed your oil.
Yeah. When I get by, I'll stop, and you can take it out. So.
Okay. I don't want you listening. Okay. Don't listen to it. Okay. Because it's
okay. I'm not gonna listen.
It's mine. I don't want you hearing it. It's mine. It's Kenny Loggins.
And there's no problem. I won't listen to it. I've never had it on. I never use the radio.
So. Oh, okay. What do you listen to when you're in the car then? Do you just
I don't listen to the radio at all. I never even turn it on.
Do you talk to yourself?
When I bought that car,
old man story mode activated.
Yeah.
The salesman was talked for 20 minutes on the CD changer and everything. And I said, well, you just blew that. He says, why is that? He said, I thought I did good. I said, you did, but I don't even own a CD. So, all right. Well, okay. When I get by, you can get it out. No problem.
Do you think I can have your CD player then? Can I just have it? Can I take the whole thing?
No.
Why not? You
I'm
don't
not
need
taking
it.
I'm not taking anything out of there.
You don't need
it,
though.
I don't use it. I don't need it, but I'm not taking it out.
Yeah,
okay,
but that's stupid. That's stupid because, that's like... That's like eating food when there's kids starving in Africa. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Goodbye.
It'll just take me 5 minutes to take it out. Damn it, Don. I mean, Don. And what the hell, Don? He said he didn't want the radio. He never uses it. He doesn't even own a CD. But for no reason whatsoever, I'm not allowed to have his radio. What a bunch of bullshit. Doesn't even listen to the radio. What's he do? Does he just sit there and enjoy the scenery? What kind of person does that? He should at least be listening to Snowplow Show podcasts. If any of you know what Don does while he drives around, please post it in the comments or something, because I'm kind of curious what you do when you're commuting and stuff. He probably road rages all the time just because he's so bored. Anyway, I'm done with that store. I called two other people from that location and they never picked up. So we're moving on to the next one, the next store. And the next store, this is the store that XYZ was calling, and everybody seemed to have been warned. And that's why Sunshine was mentioning that earlier. I might just do that. I might just warn them about the prank calls. Or not, I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, Catherine?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, it's Dave from the... You had some tires changed here last week?
Yes.
And did they give you a call and let you know that we'd been getting some prank calls and they'd gotten a hold of the numbers and everything?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad they were able to get a hold of you. You didn't receive any weird calls, did you?
Yes, quite a few.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. I just want to apologize on behalf of the oil change department and all that. It turns out that these hackers, they not only stole your phone number and your name, they also, they took your car, and they replaced your car with a duplicate. Okay, she's not buying that, apparently. And what the hell, she received several calls? Maybe XYZ kept trying them after his show or something. Sorry, XYZ, if I'm stealing these from you. I didn't mean to.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Anderson?
Sorry, wrong number.
Fuck!
Quit calling this number.
Fuck! Okay, I'm sorry. It was an accident. But, you know, fuck.
This is, like, the third time you've called this phone by mistake. Please don't call it again.
Well, I can't help it. It's in the directory as your number. It's not my fault. It's your fault. You shouldn't put
It's not my fault. Well, this person who had the number before me, they should have, called and told you guys the number changed.
Well, you should...
Please do not call it again.
Get it removed, stupid.
I've done that, stupid.
Well,
and
no,
I'm still getting freaking phone calls now. Please don't call this number again. You called it Saturday, you've called it twice today. Please do not call it again.
Well, you didn't remove it correctly, stupid. Learn how to remove your number from things. Durr. Crap, that was the last one on the list. I don't know, did we do that one? I mean, I guess we did. Oops, I guess I forgot to delete that one. So at least those are done. Let's listen to some voicemails and then probably quit.
Hi, RBCP. This is Karma, and I just wanted to say...
Oh, great.
It's Karma. As a request, I would like to tell a caller that they're a fucking infidel and then hang up the phone on them. Like a big clunky bang with like the old rotary phones when it goes... Ching! Like that.
Okay. And, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I'll call someone an infidel and hang up on them.
I was pondering that... some of the best insults are the psychiatric insults.
The what?
So if you've been in some psychiatric...
The fuck illness, is a psychiatric insult?
...accusations into some of your calls with people that are frustrated or are having a disagreement with you, that would be good, I think, maybe.
I hope you have examples.
Maybe not. I don't know. But usually, if you want to break someone's spirit, you just give them a psychiatric evaluation or accusation and say...
Okay.
I think you're having a schizophrenic episode.
Because
sometimes people really do have... Anyway.
Yeah. It's always good to make fun of someone's mental illness. Why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, I was just thinking, that'd be good to fit that in there. So thanks. Just a request. And I should just put this on the request site on onelosers.org/request.
I'll do my best. Thanks for calling in.
Anyway.
Holy shit, that was a long one.
Hey, Roy, this is Miguel in Missouri.
Hey, Miguel.
Keep up the great work. And by the way, April 27th, 2015, that show episode has some fantastic content in it if you're looking for badass archive content. Ooh. You already know this. I'm just letting you know as a listener. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, I have no idea what April 27th is. Let's go take a look. Let's see. April 27th, 2015 is called the Monday Morning Sunday Show. The hell does that mean? I don't even know. That doesn't tell me what the show is about. Look up the description now. Look what you've done. Okay, it says, Jeremy from Texas sponsors this show where we continue pestering neighborhoods that have a homeowners association. Yeah, whatever happened to my plan to start putting more old shows onto the feed? I haven't done any of that. I did like one episode and that's it. What's wrong with me? We're gonna do that. So be looking for that one to show up on the feed soon. I'm gonna put that one up. Maybe this week. All thanks to Miguel. And if any of you would like to suggest an old show, an old snowplow show for me to put on the feed for the new listeners to hear, just send me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
Wow, holy shit, how many times did I say the word like in my last voicemail?
I do not remember.
Holy fuck, what is wrong with me? I'm not even like a teenager. Oh, I just did it again.
Yep, listen to you.
But anyway, I'm not a teenager. You know, how the hell do I say it that many times?
Yeah,
that is not me.
Cut it out.
I must have been drinking or something.
Yep.
But anyway, I don't have a joke today,
but I
totally have a question.
You know what, Olga? Hearing yourself on the voicemail, that's an opportunity for you to improve yourself. If you don't like that you say like too much, then now is your opportunity to quit. You probably never knew you did it until you started leaving voicemails, right? This show is all about self-improvement. That's why listeners have created a page on the Wikipedia, which detail all the words that I can't pronounce properly. Sometimes I find the mistakes I make on my own, and I edit them and post-editing stuff. But when I don't do that, you guys always point it out to me. And that's a good thing. I've actually learned how to pronounce new words. Like, I can say the word kiosk now. Isn't that amazing? Did you hear that? Kiosk. And I've stopped doing certain things that annoyed the crap out of me during editing. So don't worry about it, Olga. We're getting better together. We're all a big team in this.
It's a question to think about.
Shit.
And the question goes like this.
I'm no good at this.
If a phone rings in the woods and nobody is around to hear it, is somebody actually calling? Whoa. Okay,
holy
bye.
Holy crap. Mind blown, Olga. It could just mean that somebody's on the phone and the call waiting's ringing, or there's a busy signal, or they put the payphone on vibrate. Yeah, that's it. They put the payphone on vibrate. That's what happened. It's still ringing. It's just on vibrate. Holy shit, now I really want to put a payphone on vibrate. Can somebody do that for me? Just rig up a really big vibrating motor and hook it up to the ringer on a payphone? If someone could do that, that would be great. Thank you.
Ding my car at 3 o'clock in the morning? Fuck you!
Ooh, those were some awesome hanging up sounds you did there. Thanks for that. That always gets me wet.
Yes, I'd like to figure out how I can prank my dad and a couple of my sisters. My name is Kimberly Jones. Please give me a call at 334-701. I really think y'all are awesome. Yeah.
Thanks,
man,
Kimberly.
Nothing like a good old prank. Yes. Give me a call back. I appreciate it. Looking at the website. Please give me a call back. Bye.
Okay, well, that was interesting. No, I'm not going to call you, but if you want to do a prank request, it's phonelosers.org/snowplowshow, and I think there's a prank request form on there, and then after that, you just have to wait for a few years for me to get around to it. It's the easiest process ever, but you're probably not going to hear this because you're probably not a listener, or maybe you are, I don't know. I should just give your phone number to all the listeners, and they can help you out. You know, her voicemail reminds me of this email I got last month, which I'm going to look up right now. It looks like it came in on Ding Timber first. I got this email from a lady named Cassie, and she says, I would like to block my daughters, I have two, from being called by your website. I see no add to block list tabs on your site. If you're able to do it, I shall provide the numbers. And I responded to her on Ding Timber 23rd. I'm like, hey, sweet tits, I'll take your daughter's phone numbers. Both of them, please. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, Brad. That's what I attempted to write in that email. You know, just comedy. That's all. I'm not really trying to get daughter's phone numbers. But she wrote me back. She's like, I asked you to remove their numbers. They are underage. Since you are refusing, I will be contacting law enforcement. I will be showing them the email you responded with. Hopefully she can find this voicemail, too, so she can give that to the attorneys and law enforcement and stuff. I will also be contacting my attorneys. I'll even let you pick which one. That's weird. Also, considering your response, I will now assume I just found the guilty party prank calling them. You know, it is to the point of harassment. And then here's the weirdest part of the email. She lists different people in her family who I assume are attorneys, and I'm supposed to pick from one of these attorneys. The list says, my father, 51 years experience. My husband, 19 years experience. My Uncle Harold, 35 years experience. Cousin Mark, 31 years experience. Aunt Jane, 29 years experience. Aunt Karen, 39 years of experience. So it's just a big family of lawyers. Then she wrote, you also might like to know that I also have connections in the law enforcement department as well. If my daughters receive one more prank call, you will end up in a lot of trouble. Do not bother me or them again. And that was enough to scare me away forever. I didn't reply to her since then because I'm totally freaked out about her 600 combined years of attorney experience. I actually get emails like that every once in a while. It's just some random person. Hey, can you block me from your website? I don't want to be pranked anymore. I guess they're just Google searching prank calls and they assume that it's me. So keep me in your prayers, everyone. I might be getting sued soon.
Yeah, I know what I wanted to say. That bit about while I was hotboxing
nice.
In your car, hotboxing in your car. Well, what does hotboxing mean? Well, I had one marijuana with the windows rolled up.
What's
I mean, that's classic shit, dude.
Oh.
And then there's also
thanks.
Your intro song with like, I ain't playing games and stop calling me a hobo and all that other shit. Fantastic stuff, man. Create
aww.
Creativity.
Thanks.
Awesome creativity. All right, dude. Talk to you later. Bye.
You're the fantastic one, whoever you are, unknown caller. And I assume he left a voicemail before, but it probably got used on a previous show or just deleted or something. It seemed like he was continuing a thought or something. I don't know what was going on there. All right, one last voicemail.
Hey, it's your favorite voice in the 609.
No, it's not. What?
No,
is it
not,
really?
Not oh. It's just Flex. Hey, listen.
Jasper.
How come when somebody hangs up on you, like mid-call, and you're still talking, how come your voice is repeated? Like you hear what you're saying twice. How come that happens after they hang up at no other time?
What a good question.
I'm just curious
question.
If you've ever, anyone's ever asked that before. All right, man. Peace.
That is a really good question. I wish I had a good answer for you. I've always noticed that too. And I think it only happens on landlines. I don't know why I think that, but I don't think that happens on cell phones. I think it's just landlines where it repeats back to you like that. Or is it cell phones? I don't even know. Offhand, I guess. But I'm a terrible person to ask about that, and hopefully one of the listeners will be able to answer better than me. You know, someone that knows the technical shit about phones better than I do. But I actually can't remember if it's always been like that, you know, even back in the 80s and 90s and stuff, or is that something that's started to happen because of the voice over IP technology in the background? Maybe it has something to do with that. I'm just guessing, though. I don't really know. If you have an answer, please leave it in the comments or leave a voicemail, send me an email. I don't know. I think this is a question that really needs to be answered, though. So I guess that's going to do it for today's show. I know it's a little bit short today, but I don't really have anything else to add to it. So I hope everyone uses their extra time that I've given you today. You're welcome, by the way. I hope you use it wisely and do something productive with all this extra time I'm giving you. Maybe you could contemplate life and think about how your decisions affect other people, like the way that you're eating dinner tonight when there's starving children in other parts of the world, you fucking asshole. Why would you do that? Thank you once again, FOD87, for sponsoring the show today. I'm mentioning this right now so that you can blame him for today's show being a little bit shorter than normal. That's all on FOD87. Don't forget to support the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers, because that's what this show is really all about, is taking your money. Here's some MC Chris. Bye, everyone.
Japanese on my knees, I love all the ladies. As long as they're 18, I got bling up the ying. A plethora of Porsches, I'll say anything, cause my mouth is remorseless. Even the source says my hip hop's a vortex. Leave horsets on doorsteps, my mic checks cause Corvettes. The strobe light explodes white, heads I step on the floor. The barkeep knows the code, so he throws me a strode. We got C's decompose, cause they know I can flow. Like whistle commas after course, I'll go adore. Humidor, filled with stoves, filled with jokes. Black 902 and 0, it's filled with the word bro. Fuck the lexicon of acting guys, I'm all about go. These amateurs got catheters, I'm all about pros, by pros. I wanna go to an MC Chris show. Why you have to torso in the meantime?
what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.